Okay, so let's learn, especially since a lot of people are going to the rally. So I want to talk about the chashivas of Jews coming together, regardless of what they're doing. You know, one of the questions: what does this accomplish? Does it really matter? First of all, it does matter. Anyone who knows, you know, what's happening on the Bederach HaTeva, on the government side of things, in terms of just political activism, it matters. It does matter. First of all, it does matter. So the cynical part that says, does it really matter? You know, America's already supporting Eretz Yisrael in a decent way throughout, you know, throughout this conflict, throughout this war. It matters. It matters when Jews show up. That's first of all. But second of all, I want you to understand that just on a spiritual level, if you just think for a moment, when was I with the largest number of Jews in my life? What gathering was I at in my life that had the most Jewish people in one area? Again, regardless of what they're doing there. So some of us maybe, I don't know, have been to the Kotel on a special morning of davening, of, you know, Birchas Kohanim by the Kotel. For some people, maybe you've been to the Siyam HaShas. It's an amazing gathering. Some people were by the Yishai Ribo concert. There's also thousands and thousands of Jews saying Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah, Soma. It's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. So I want to learn about that together. I want to just try to appreciate what it means when a lot of Jews get together, when a lot of Yidden get together. Okay? You were saying something? Was that us? I wasn't sure if you were signaling. So we'll start with a beautiful piece from the Tanya in the Igaris HaKodesh. The Tanya, in his letters, in number 23, he says, "Bigzeiras irin pizgama umaymer kedishin." That's a pasuk, I think, in Sefer Daniel, maybe a combination of two pesukim. By lofty divine decree, chachmei haMishnah aleihem haShalom, Chazal tell us in the Mishnah, the authors of the Mishnah taught us, Shishanu b'Mishnasam, Asara sheyoshvin va'oskin b'Torah, Shchina shriya b'neim. When 10 people get together and they learn Torah, that spot is a place of Hashras Hashchina. Kizek Kola Adam. Very strong lashon. Kizek Kola Adam, says the Tanya. And that's everything. What's the purpose of our life if not to make a space of Hashras Hashchina? So when 10 people get together and they learn Torah, right, the more people who show up for Shir, right, it creates more Hashras Hashchina. Now, I'm already jumping ahead, but we'll see. When 10 people get together and learn Torah, it makes a space of, it brings the divine presence to that place, and that's the tachlis of our life. That's our goal. And the whole purpose, says the Heilige Baal Tanya, that your neshama came down to this world is for the sake of what? Of lifting up the Shechina, of giving presence to the Shechina. Asher ein aliyah lamala himena. There's nothing better than being in the presence of the Shechina. There's nothing better than transforming this world into a godly space. So when 10 Jews get together and they learn Torah, it creates a Hashras Shechina, an influx of Shechina, the presence of the Shechina. And then he writes a lot of things in between, in the middle of the letter. Okay, it's a little heavier. I took it out for now. But then he writes very clear, very strong. Says the Baal HaTanya, Shemati Mei Rabbeisai. I've heard from my mentors, from my rabbi. Ki ilu nimtza malach echad omeid b'maymer asara miyisrael biyachad. If a malach, now we don't know a lot about malachim, but often we picture malachim as being, you know, very big, very powerful, made of fire. Right? We don't even know what they are, different types of malachim, srafim, Chayos, Ofanim, Rambam lists different categories of Malachim. We don't know what any of these things are. But if a single Malach would be standing in the presence of 10 Jews who are gathered together, forget 100 Jews, 1,000 Jews, 100,000 Jews, 10 Jews. If a Malach would stand in the presence of 10 people from the Jewish people, Avshe'ena medavrin divrei Torah, even if they're just standing there, Tipol alav emasav v'fachad b'li gvul v'tachlis. The malach would be so overwhelmed with fright, would feel so out of place, would feel so insignificant, completely beyond measure, the Malach would be trembling, Mishchinta Desharia Alayu, because of the Hashras Hashchina that's found in the presence of those 10 Jews. Now, the Baal Tanya began his letter by quoting Chazal, 10 Jews who, what? Who sit and learn Torah together, that's Hashras Hashchina. But now he's doubling down. Pay attention to the words. Baal Tanya says, and if 10 Jews were together, even if they weren't learning Torah, a malach would be overwhelmed by the Hashras Hashchina. To the point that the Malach would simply cease to exist. It could not exist in such a place of divine presence. Those are very strong words. And that's 10 Jews not learning Torah. That's 10 Jews not learning Torah. That's 10 Jews that happen to be standing on a street corner together. So, Chaver, let's go a little deeper into this whole sugya of Hashras Hashchina. What does that mean? What does it mean to create a space that's infused with Shechina? What does it mean that it's such a pacha that a malach couldn't even enter such a space? And what does it mean? What is the feeling a Jew should have by being in the presence of lots of Jews? When lots of Jews come together, what does that do? What does that create? Says our Gemara, Brachos Nun Chesam and Aleph. I don't know how many people are going to show up in Washington tomorrow. I don't know how many. But if it's 600,000... then maybe we'll have the chance to make a bracha that I'm sure we've never made before. Tanu Rabbanan. Haroa Uchlusei Yisrael. One who sees throngs of Jews. Rashi writes in source number 3. Rashi says, a massive amount of Jews, an awesome gathering of Shishim Ribo, of 600,000. Where does that number 600,000 come from? Ischel Gadol Shal Shishim Ribo, says Rashi. This massive gathering of 600,000. There were 600,000. You know, we talk about the 600,000 who left Mitzrayim, the 600,000 who stood at Har Sinai. That's a number that we use, 600,000. It represents the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Of course, it's not actually the entirety of Klal Yisrael, but that represents the Jewish people. So if you ever have a gathering, says the Gemara, of 600,000 Jews, Haroa Echlusei Yisrael, if you're in a presence of 600,000 Jews, you say a bracha, baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, chacham harazim. What is that bracha? Hashem is what? Chacham harazim is what? What's a raz?
Secret.
A secret. A raz is a sod, a secret. Right. Hashem, you're so smart. You're so knowledgeable, you are wisdom itself, that you're the one who knows all the secrets. What does it mean, all the secrets? What does it mean, all the secrets? Let's finish the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi. Gemara says, She'ein daitam doma zeh lezeh. Hashem, you gave every person a secret. You know what the secret is? That you are you and I am me. The secret is that no two people think exactly alike. She'ein daitam dom zeh lezeh. No two people think precisely the same. Ve'ein partzufein dom zeh lezeh. No two people look exactly alike. Their parts of means their facial appearance, their facial expression. No one's parts of. It's so interesting. We're all created from the same God. We're all molded with the same Tzelem Elokim, and yet we all look different. Entirely unique in world history. No two people think exactly alike. No two people feel. No two people have the same emotions. No two people have the same physical appearance. And Hashem, you're the Chacham HaRazim. You're the one who knows it all. Says Rashi in Source 3, Chacham HaRazim, Hayodeya Masha Bolev Kolelu. Hashem knows exactly what's going on in each person's world. You know what's happening in each person's mind, each person's heart. It's an incredibly unique bracha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayin Simon Resh Chaf Dalid, chapter 224 of the Shulchan Aruch, Lehalacha. Lehalacha, there's such a bracha. We paskin this way. A person who's in a gathering of 600,000 makes this bracha. Now there is a discussion, I will point out, just to be fair. The Kafa Chaim, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, passed away in 1939. Svardi Chacham, born in Baghdad, came to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, big Talmud Chacham, wrote a very interesting commentary on the Shulchan Aruch called the Kaf HaChaim, printed as separate volumes. A very interesting mix of Kabbalah and Halacha, very interesting. So he writes in source number 4, he writes, Midivra HaRambam, it seems from the Rambam, Nira she'enu mavarech al achlusa Yisrael, ele'im ke'enheim be'eretz Yisrael. So it seems from the Rambam, the way the Rambam presents it, it sounds like this bracha only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Because of Harav Manoach, she'alamed Cain, where did the Rambam get this from? Maybe he learned this from the continuation of the Gemara, which you don't have on the page in front of you, but he quotes it here. The next line of the Gemara is that Benzoma one time saw achlusa harabayis. Benzoma saw Jews, 600,000 Jews gathered by the ascent of harabayis, and he said this bracha. So perhaps from the fact that the Gemara told us the story of Benzoma, that he made this bracha in the context of harabayis, he made this bracha in an Eretz Yisrael context, so the Rambam perhaps learned from there, mashma dafka be'eretz Yisrael. Aleph Yud stands for Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Maybe yes, maybe no. The Beis Yosef brings it, he writes. Maybe there's no raya from there. Maybe just it tells us that Ben Zoma actually made this bracha one time. It happens to have been in Eretz Yisrael, but lav dafka, that the bracha is only for Jews who are gathered in Eretz Yisrael. And he writes from the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, it doesn't draw a distinction between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. So maybe there is no distinction. But of course, we paskin, he writes in the last line, we paskin Safik Brachos Lahakel, and the fact that there's a question, so if 600,000 people show up in Washington tomorrow, you should make the bracha without shame and malchus. Halavai, we should be zocha. Halavai, that should be a halacha l'maisa shayla for a person to ask. So there's a bracha. There's a bracha acknowledging Hashem, that there's so, right? That there could be a gathering that's as sizable as Har Sinai. And Hashem, you're the Chacham HaRazim, you know what's going on in every person's heart. But what I want to learn with us, what I want to learn together today is that Hashras HaShechina is not like a binary. It's not either like a yes or no. There is Hashras HaShechina or there's not Hashras HaShechina. There are degrees of Hashras HaShechina. And to give you the punchline of today's shiur, the more Jews, the more Hashras HaShechina. So if you've been to a gathering with 1,000 Jews, there's a degree of, the Baal Tani told us, 10 Jews, the Malachim are trembling. If there's 100 Jews, all the more so. 1,000 Jews, all the more so. 10,000 Jews, 50,000 Jews. What's Hashra mean? Hashra means like the what? The dwelling, yeah, the dwelling. The dwelling of the Shekhinah. Right? To have presence. Hey, Shin, Resh, Aleph, Taf. Hashra'at Hashchina. Means presence. Right? Divine presence. There's a dwelling of Hashem's presence. Now to just understand, you know, from the outset, what is the Shekhinah? I mean, open up a good sitter. The Shem Yichud Kutchabrichu. For the sake of the unification of Kutcha Brichu Shchinte, to unify Hashem and His Shechina. What does that mean? What is Hashem and what is His Shechina? Why are we breaking God into parts? We're in Hashem Echad. Kutcha Brichu, and again, everything I'm saying is with a lack of knowledge because I'm not so smart. And also, we don't really understand what these things mean, but to give a little explanation, Kutcha Brichu means the essence of Hashem. Atzmius, the essence of Hashem, which we know nothing about. Shchinte is Hashem as manifesting in this world. But another way to say that is we're the Shechina. Kutcha Brichu is Hashem, Klal Yisrael is the Shechina. Which makes a lot of sense. That means that if one Jew is sitting by himself, that's a little bit of Shechina. If two Jews get together and learn Bechavrusa, that's a little bit more Shechina. When you have a minion of people who get together, that's a little bit more Shechina. When 600,000 Jews get together, that's a lot more Shechina, so much so that Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, then the full presence of Hashem comes down on Har Sinai. When 600,000 Jews are leaving Mitzrayim, what does it say? Ani v'lo Malach. Why can't a Malach take us out of Mitzrayim? A Malach can't stand in front of 10 Jews. Hashem says to take out a Klal Yisrael, that you get the full Hashras HaShechina experience. That's called the full Hashras HaShechina experience, which we'll see. So let's learn a Gemara, Maseches Brachos, Dav Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, and we're going to come to this Gemara also in terms of the sugya we're going to learn this week. In a couple of days, we'll be zocha to have shir this week. Amar Ravin Bar Rav Ad, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Motzoi Bebeis HaKnesses. That's what we're going to learn about today. We're going to learn about Kedusha's basic, start learning about Kedusha's basic Knesset, Minyan. Is that a extra credit? Is that a chiyuv? How does that work? From where do we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is found in the Beis HaKnesses? Shenamar Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas El. That Elokim Hashem is what? Stands, he's found, he's present, Ba'adas, in a gathering of El, in a divine gathering. That's what a shul is supposed to be. You don't go to shul for Kiddush. You don't go to shul to see your friends. You go to shul to have a divine gathering. Says the Gemara, how do you know that when 10 people daven together, the Shechina is with them? Shenamar, exactly what we just said, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas El. That God is found in the assemblage of a holy assemblage, a holy gathering. How do you know when 3 people come to Beis Din, 3 Jews standing in court together? How do you know that Hashem is there? Pasuk says, Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. Among Elohim, lowercase Elohim, right? Elohim means judges also. In the presence of judges, Hashem also judges. In other words, Hashem is with the judges, so when you're in court, Hashem is present. How do you know when 2 Jews sit together and learn b'chavrusa? Hashem is with them. Shenamar, oz nidbru yirei Hashem isha re'eyu v'yakshev Hashem. 2 God-fearing people spoke to each other and Hashem was listening in. Yakshev Hashem means Hashem was listening in. So first I want to just point out what Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was based in London, eventually became one of the Gedole Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky Zatzal, passed away in the 1970s, 1976. So in the volume Pnine Rabbeinu Yecheskel from Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, he was once giving Shir Meseches Brachos, Davav, and he told everyone the following insight from the Vilna Gaon. Because what did we just read in the Gemara? However, we just learned that Limud Torah in some ways is greater and better than davening. Why? What did the Gemara say? How do you know that when 10 Jews get together to daven, the Shechina is with them? Then the Gemara said, and how do you know when you sit and learn b'chavrusha, the Shechina is also with you? It says Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky in the name of the Vilna Gaon, what you see from here is that what? What do you see from here? He writes in the Pnine Rabbeinu Yecheskel in source 6, just look at the last 3 lines. When it comes to davening, you need 10 people to get together to bring Hashem's presence. But if only 9 guys show up, the Gemara says, if Hashem comes to shul and the minion doesn't get together, the minion doesn't gather, Hashem gets angry. But when it comes to Torah, Chazal say, Afil Echad. We'll see the Mishnah Perkei Avos in a second. Even one person who sits and learns Torah, Shechina Imo. So what do you see from here? Right? It says Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, you see from here, Mazur Torah. Look at Torah. Look how powerful Torah is. A Jew could sit by himself and bring the Shechina to his side. For Tefillah, you need 10 people to get together. But for Torah, even one person learning Torah, it's such a powerful thing. There are 2 Mishnayos in this 3rd parak of Meseches Avos. One is Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, and one is Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa. And they speak about the same basic nekuda, which is what? Holy gatherings of Jews. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, in source number 7, he starts off by saying, when 2 people get together and they don't speak Torah, it's a moshav leitzim. It's a terrible thing. Chaval, a missed opportunity. Where it's bolded, but when 2 Jews sit together and learn Torah, they should feel the presence of the Hashras HaShechina between them. Says the Mishnah, where it's bolded, how do you know that when 1 person sits and learns Torah, he gets a big reward? Whoa, hold on, a big reward? What about Shechina? I want to know if I get Shechina. I get a reward for learning by myself. Okay, but what? It doesn't say Shechina. But if you look in the next Mishnah, if you look in source number 8, also in the 3rd parak of Avos, Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa says, no. Asara Shiyoshin v'oskin b'Torah, the Shechina is with them. How do you know if it's even 5 people, he brings a pasuk? How do you know even 3 people, he brings a pasuk? How do you know even two people? He brings a pasuk. How do you know minayin afilu echad? And he doesn't say even one person gets schar. That's the first Mishnah. Chalafta Mendoza says when one person sits and he learns Hashem's Torah, it's a place of Shechina. Shechina, Shruya, the Shechina is present with him. It dwells with him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, B'chol ha-makom asher azkir ashemi, whenever you mention my name, and we know that Ramban taught us last year that the Torah in its entirety is the name of Hashem. It's the essence of Hashem. It's hugging the king, the Baal Tanya's mashal. Avoy lecho ve'achticha. Whenever you invoke my name, whenever you study my Torah, Hashem says, I'm there with you and I bless you. Okay, so even one person learning Torah has hashras hashchina. But however, like I said, it's not a yes or no, it's not a yes or no question. It's not either I have shchina or I don't have shchina. The more people who get together, it's a real thing. We have to realize that. Sometimes people say, I'm not, I say this all the time. I'm not nispal from big crowds. Not nispal from big crowds. Sometimes people, they're very nispal from big crowds. Right? Like, it's not like, if five people get together and learn together, it's like, okay, it's five people learning Torah. But if 100, if we go to a shir and there's 1,000 people there, it's like, wow, you know? You go to the P.S. Esther's Hilula by Weinberger, it's like, wow, you know? It is wow. But should we be nispal just from large amounts of people? So the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Why? Because whenever there are more Yidden, whenever there are more Jews together, there's more Hashras Hashin. I want to show you that explicitly in the writings of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Orach Chaim HaKadosh says it in a number of places. Let's go. Let's turn to page 3. Let's go to source 12. We'll do it. There's a few different Orach Chaim HaKadosh pieces that I can share with you, but let's do this one. What does the pasuk say about our descent to Mitzrayim in source 11? Hashem says basically, I go where you go. And the more you go there, the more I go there. Hashem says, I will go down to you into Mitzrayim. And I will also come up with you. I'm with you every step of the way. What's the kasha? The kasha is, was Hashem's presence really found in Mitzrayim? Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in source 12. Hold on a second. Anochi Eirid Emcha Mitzrayim. I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim with you. Me'akosuv mashma ki yardi imo shechina. From the pasuk, it sounds like what? That the shechina really went down to Mitzrayim. That Hashem went with us into the Golis, into Mitzrayim. What's the problem? Who could think of a kasha? Where's the kasha? Hashem's Shechina in such a tamedic place. And how about those scenes where Moshe Rabbeinu was leaving Mitzrayim to go daven? Why didn't Moshe have to go? Rashi says he had to leave because of the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. He had to go out to talk to Hashem. So says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, hold on a second. For the fact that it says, Ki yarda imo Shechina, v'kasha l'divrayim, but I have a question according to the Medrash. She'amru ki Mitzrayim liyosa malaya gilulim. Since Mitzrayim was filled with what? What's Gilulim? Getchkas, Avodah Zarah, idols. Lo haisa shechina sham. V'lezeh haya Moshe tzarech letzeis chutz la'ir l'espalul. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ketzeisi asa'ir, I gotta get out of the city of the Daven. Get Daven in this place. V'ulai shekavanas divrei Hashem hi al derech omro imo anochi v'tzarah. Could be when the pasuk says, I'll be with you. What does it mean? Hashem says, I'll be with you. It's like David HaMelech says in Tehillim 91, Imo Anochi Bitzara, I'm with you in your suffering, I'm with you in your pain. What does that mean? She ramaz lo, ki kiviyachol yisbol imo atzara. Chava, I don't know exactly how that works and what that means, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain. I promise you, Hashem is in a lot more pain right now. And it's hard to wrap our head around it because, like, so then you then fix it, Hashem. You're the only one who can fix it. Hashem is in a lot more pain right now than even the parents of the people who are being held, or the children of those parents who are being held in Gaza right now. It hurts Hashem that much more. Much more. The suffering of Jews hurts Shem more than any, the most sensitive soul who cries himself or herself to sleep at night over the plight of Klal Yisrael. Hashem is sovel the sar with us. That's what it means, I'm going down to Mitzrayim with you. It doesn't mean, he's giving an answer to the question, maybe not that Hashem's presence is in Mitzrayim, but that I feel the what? I feel the Mitzrayim. What's the Mitzrayim? Perish Lashon Meitzar. I feel the squeeze. I feel the pain. Why did Hashem appear to Moshe in a burning bush, a thorn bush? Chazal say, Laharoso ki shochin basne mekom kotzim, that Hashem is dwelling in a place of thorns. Litzad tsar Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain with us. He feels our pain. Ula olam yilo yard the shechina l'mitzrayim makom atunaf. And Yosef is correct. There's no way that the shechina went into that filthy place called Mitzrayim. So that's one answer to the question. Okay. Why did Moshe have to leave? What does it mean Hashem is going to be with you in Mitzrayim? Not that he's with us in Mitzrayim. He's not physically present. His Hashras HaShechina, the dwelling of his presence, is not there. But he's with us in terms of the emotional pain that we're going through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain. Again, how that works is still a very deep question. But not that Hashem went there, but he was with us in Mitzrayim. He was in the Meitzar. He felt the squeeze. But there's another pshat. But we do find elsewhere, there are places where it says explicitly, Kishchina imahem b'mitzrayim. For example, the Gemara in Megillah says, Galu l'mitzrayim, Shchina imahem. We went to Mitzrayim, and the Shchina was with us, in Mitzrayim. V'chein amru, similarly we find in the Medrash Tanchuma, V'yishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamita, V'yishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamita, that when Yosef comes before his father to give a bracha to Ephraim Manasseh, it says Yisrael, Yaakov, he bowed himself at the head of the bed. What does it mean at the head of the bed? L'shechina shahaisa v'gomer. To the Shechina, to the presence of Hashem, that the Gemara tells us is by the head of a chola. Yaakov was in Mitzrayim. So I guess the Shechina was in Mitzrayim. V'amruoter, how about this one? Medrash says that when they came down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, how many Jews came to Mitzrayim, the original group of Beis Yaakov? 70. Ki ha-shechina hishlima minyan shivim nefesh. The Shechina completed the number of the 70 souls that came to Mitzrayim. Because if you count them up, how many do you find on the list? Ki befratan, when you count them, when you enumerate them, einam ela samach tes, it's only 69. Harei ki ha-shechina yardu l'mitzrayim. So, chever, you see from all of this that the Shechina, in fact, came to Mitzrayim. But I thought Moshe had to leave the city to Dab. So explains the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Achein askilcha, let me educate you, he says. Let me give you the wisdom that you need. Ki hadragos or hashchina rabim hema. There are many madregos, there are many levels. When we talk about the dwelling of the Shechina, the Or of the Shechina, it's not always the same. It's not either you have it or you don't. It's true about everything in Avodas Hashem, Chavra. It's true about every single thing in Avodas Hashem. It's not that you keep Shabbos or you don't. There's madregos of keeping Shabbos. I'm not just saying in terms of halacha of Shabbos. Not everyone keeps Shabbos the same way. The option of a Rebbe's Shabbos is not our Shabbos. You understand? It's a different Shabbos. There's a common ground that we both keep Shabbos. It's Gvaldik. But it's not the same thing. Right? Not all tefillah. I davened or I didn't daven. It's not a box that you check off. I wore tefillin or I didn't wear tefillin. I keep kosher or I didn't keep kosher. I made a bracha or I didn't make a bracha. It's not all the same. But when it comes to the Shechina, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, you have to understand, the Shechina is not always, the presence of Hashem is not always the same. If 10 Jews, if we took this year right outside right now, the Shechina would go down. The same number of people, but not in a room that we usually use for Torah and tefillah. The presence of the Shechina would dip. We don't have the sensitivity to feel that. Right? If we picked up right now and walked into the Beis Medrash, right, and added, we would bring more Shechina to the Beis Medrash, because now it's a bigger gathering of Jews in the Beis Medrash. So says the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Shechina is not something you have or you don't. There are many madregos when it comes to the light of the Shechina. Halo Timsa. So now we come back to our Mishnah. Shasara Shiyoshim Ba'oskim B'Torah. Right, we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that if 10 people sit together and learn Torah, Shanu Rabbeinu Ki Shechina Shriya Beinayim. But then the Mishnah goes on, it says, Vafilu Shnayim, Vafilu Echad, right? Even two people, even one person, Ki Mitzuya Shechina. So it's all equal. So what's the point of having a minion? If two can bring Shechina, one can bring Shechina, why do I need a Chavrusa? Why should I be part of a Shir? Why can't I just learn by myself? So hold on a second. What do you mean? As soon as we had Torah, we were able to bring Shechina? So then why does the Torah make a big deal out of what happens in what? At the end of Shmos, they build the Mishkan, and all of a sudden, what? They see the presence of Hashem, and there's Hashras HaShechina by the Mishkan, and all of a sudden, like, oh, now the Shechina is with us. What do you mean? What about the guy who was sitting in the corner learning Mishnayos from the time we got the Torah at Har Sinai? What about the guy who was sitting with his little Chumash? That was also, what's the big deal? Oh, the Mishkan, Hashras HaShechina, Vishachanti B'socham. Oh, now we have Shechina. What does that mean? We have Shechina. So he writes, Masha'ein Hergish Kain, V'lo Kiyotzibo B'shashos Kim B'Torah, Afilu Aleph. The truth is, says L'Rachayim HaKadosh, we don't feel that. And if we were to walk into the base of Mikdash, it would feel different. But why? The Mishnah, if we take the Mishnah Pirkei Avos seriously, why do I feel it less here than if we were to go, if we had a base of Mikdash, we walked into base of Mikdash, we'd feel it more. Why? Why could you feel it more in the Mishkan than you could feel it sitting in the corner learning your Mishnayos? And the answer is, Elevada Yesh Hadragos Ein Mispar Lehem Lashras Hashchina. Because there are many different degrees of Hashras Hashchina. It's not all the same. Bisod ki gavoa mi'al gavoa shomer. It's level upon level. Right, higher and higher. Paraphrasing the Pasuk in Koheles. V'yisra ba'ur ba'ashra'aso kefi b'chinas ha'sove v'ashra'as ha'shchina. And there's more Shechina in accordance with who's a part of that, right? What's happening? What's the context? V'tzeyu l'ma'a. Look what he writes here. He breaks it down for us. Hashra'as Shechina bar Sinai. The highest level of Hashras HaShechina that we ever had. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. When all of Klal Yisrael was standing at Har Sinai. Ula Mata Mimena. And a level below that is Hashras HaBeis HaMikdash. Or Bebayis HaMekudash. Which means the Mishkan as well. Ula Mata Mimena Hashras HaShechina al HaNavi. Ubeis HaKnesses. Ubeis HaMedrish. Ubein HaSara Sha'oskim HaTorah. Ula Mata BaHadragos HaMinyan. And if five people learn Torah, it's also Hashras HaShechina, it's less. If two people learn Torah, it's Hashras HaShechina, but it's less. If one person learns Torah, it's also Hashras HaShechina, but it's less. Uvazeh nisyashvu hadivreyem zal. So now we understand what it means. Ki lo yard HaShechina, shi b'chinas ha'ur ha'gavoa b'yoser, shehu ha'minabei. This level of nevuah, this level of communication that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have, he couldn't have in Mitzrayim. You have to walk out of Mitzrayim. V'lezeh amar Moshe k'tzeisi es ha'ir. When I get out of this space, when I go to a holier spot, all right, I'll have better Wi-Fi, I'll have better connection. Aval b'chinas or ha'matzwe etzal lom de Torah v'kiyotze yorad im Yaakov avinu v'sham haya ad yom tzeisi sham Mitzrayim. But the level of Shechina that you find by a group of people learning, like the Mishnayos are describing in Pirkei Avos, or the Shechina that was present among the family of Yaakov when they went down to Mitzrayim. V'hagam sheba'oro yisbarach lo yitzak lasos hefresh. And you'll tell me, but how could there be divisions among the light of Hashem? How could there be hefresh? How could there be distinction? When you're talking about Hashem's oneness, His infinite light, ze emes, ki be'elokusu yisbarach hu or shaveh. It's true, the essential light of Hashem is all equal. Aval ba'or ha'mavik mimenu, but the rays of light that come from there, hu shi'as yaches elav b'chinas ha'dragos. We receive and we interact with them, and they relate to the essence of Hashem. Right? They relate to the essence of Hashem in levels. The same way none of us could touch the sun, but we enjoy a ray of light on a cold day when you know, when a ray of light hits you in the face and it warms you up a little bit and you can feel the warmth and it doesn't overwhelm you and destroy you like the ball of the sun would if you made contact with it, right? We understand. There's the source, and then there's that which emerges from it. The ray of light is one with the ball of the sun. That's what the Baal Tanya talks about. That's the mashal of us. Every one of us is a ray of light from the ball of the sun. We're a chelek alokami ma'al mamish. But we can understand that the light as received and perceived is lefi madrega senu. V'zeh gam ken yimotze b'chinas ha'neshamos sheim or me'or kisei kvodo yisbarach. And the same thing is true when it comes to different souls. We're all different rays of light from Hashem's essence, from tachas kisei ha'kavod. Yesh b'neim ha'froshos b'flaos v'havein. And therefore we understand that not all people feel Hashem the same way, because we're not all on the same level. Different levels of soul are able to tap into a Kodesh Baruch Hu on different madrigos. Okay? But that's the idea. The idea is that the more that we make a dwelling place for Hashem, the more that there's divine presence, right? The more Jews that get together, the more Hashras Hashchina there is. This is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and Parshas Vayigash that we just learned. It's also at the very end of the Torah in Vezos HaBracha, which we didn't learn. Let's turn to the last page. We'll see one more little passage from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Truma. Because again, in Parshas Truma, what's the question that's bothering him? V'asuli mikdash, make me a mikdash, v'shachanti b'socham. Make me a mikdash, and then shachanti, then the Shechina will be with you. What do you mean? If I sit and learn, the Shechina's with me. It says so in Pirkei Avos. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, source 13. He says, I want to tell you an Inyan Gadol. Ki bechinas hakadusha, v'hadragoseha lo begeder hamispar, ki gavoa mi'al gavoa u'gavoim. You have to understand there's no number that you can give to the levels, the layers, the madregos of what? Of kedusha, of experiencing kedusha. You're not holy or not. You're not davening or not. You're not keeping Shabbos or not. You're not living with Hashem or not. It's infinite number of layers and levels. V'alo timtza oimram, so you'll tell me, but it says in Pirkei Avos, echad sheyoshev osek b'torah shechina imo, shenemar b'chol makom asher azkir Hashemi. Right? Hashem comes and he's with you. It says the Rechaim HaKadosh, v'amru al beiz, v'gimel, v'hei, v'asara, v'chol echad kefi hadragaso. It also says that the Shekhinah is with you when there's two. The Shekhinah is with you when there's three. When there's five. When there's ten. So why did the Mishnah Pirkei Avos have to say, how do you know the Shekhinah is with you? Right? When there's ten. You already told me the Shekhinah is with you when there's one. Kal v'chomer with ten. The answer is, it's not the same Shekhinah when it's ten. It's not the same Shekhinah when it's five. V'amru od, or how about the Medrash that says, She'ein HaShekhinah shor al pachus me'shishim ribo. There can be no Hashras HaShekhinah with anything less than 600,000. That's what brought the Shekhinah down on Har Sinai. V'yered Hashem al Har Sinai. Ki mitam ze lo nitna Torah la'avos. At shahayu abanim b'mispar shishim ribo. That's why Hashem didn't give the Torah until what? Until we were 600,000. So what do you mean I'm sitting and learning by myself and I experience the Shekhinah? Right. So from here we learn, from the fact that we can assign Shekhinah to a lot of different environments. Mikan takish v'todin, ki hadragos hakadusha he me'alif al samach ribo, ad samach ribo. So therefore there are levels from what? From one guy sitting by himself learning Torah, up to 600,000 Jews. When you get to 600,000 Jews, chavra, that's where you've reached what? An experience of the entire Shekhinah. Because I told you when we started that who's the Shekhinah? What is the Shekhinah? We're the Shekhinah. So whenever there are 600,000 Jews, that represents the entirety of Klal Yisrael. That means you have the full Shekhinah.
So if there are 600,000 Jews tomorrow?
If there are 600,000 Jews tomorrow, we will be exactly in the same presence of the Shekhinah that we were in at Har Sinai and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a bracha you can make on that. I don't know. But now you know I CNN always tries to like lower the numbers, right? Like 300,000 Jews gather, like, oh, 15 Jews stood on a street corner today. Like, what? Like, where are you guys getting your numbers from? They're scared because a malach can't handle 10 Jews. You imagine the kalach of 100,000 Jews standing together? Chaver, don't forget the Baal Tanya. Baal Tanya said you don't have to be doing anything. You don't have to be doing anything to scare off a malach. 10 Jews were doing nothing. Alachas kama 10 Jews Someone said to me at a wedding I was at last night, they said, I don't know who's going to be speaking tomorrow and who's running the event and what it's going to look like. If people are going to be able to get in, it's going to be overflowing the crowds. Right? It's hard to know how and what and who. Right? But someone said to me at the wedding last night, he said, I just hope like the person who speaks first, the person who like opens up the rally officially, has the understanding that you have to open Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 100,000 Jews, 200,000 Jews, who knows? There's such massive numbers of Jews to be able to be Makabel Omach HaShemayim, but Rabbim like that, you understand what a koach that is? It's nothing to do. Don't get stared. People get stared with I don't know, I'm not so into politics. It's not about politics. It's not about politics. There's a Shtadlis element, of course, B'derach HaTeva, but I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about Ashras HaShechina. What does it mean when a lot of Jews get together and stand in one area? What type of koach that has in the world? Okay, let's wrap up. The Maharal, in his Nesivos Olam, Maharal wrote a section, a sefer called Nesivos Olam, and he has a section there called the Nesiv HaTzedek. And he writes, again, just a little bit from Mamari Chazal. He says, if you look at the end of Maseches Sukkah, Amar Abaye, Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheno. Woe to the Rasha and woe to his neighbor. That's a relevant conversation. Right? Why should someone who lives in Gaza be the why should they be punished for what Hamas did? Well, first of all, because you elected them as your officials. Second of all, because you celebrated the death of Jews on October 7th. Third of all, because we're not actually trying to kill you. If you are of that more innocent strain of civilian, we're trying not to harm you. But guess what? There's a mitzvah called Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheno. When you hang out with a bad crowd, sometimes it has a bad effect on you. Don't associate. Don't be there. You don't belong there. Oy l'Rasha, woe to the Rasha, and woe to his neighbor. It's an unfortunate reality. It's a halachic reality. It's a spiritual reality. It's also a practical reality. If you're hanging out in a bad place, in a dangerous place, you might get hurt. Tov l'tzadik, tov l'Shcheno. But similarly, Chazal tell us by association, tov l'tzadik, it's good for to be a tzadik. It's also good to be the neighbor of a tzadik. It's also good to live near tzadikim, to hang out near tzadikim, to be in the presence of tzadikim. Rashi writes, based on the Medrash, the Sifra, the Toras Kohanim, and Vayikra, that when a person has tzaras on their home, the pasuk says, v'chiltzu es ha'avonim. You have to scrape the tzaras, you have to take apart the house. Sometimes take it apart brick by brick, stone by stone, and scrape off the stones. So what happens when there's a negat saras on an even that's on the miktsawa, that's on the corner? In other words, what if you have a wall that one side of the wall is your apartment, the other side of the wall is your neighbor's apartment? So you got saras, lo aleinu, chas shalom, someone got saras, not you, someone got saras. Right? Now his neighbor also has to have his house dismantled because he happens to share a cornerstone or a wall, a piece of a wall, with this fellow. Right? So, the reality is, you got to take it apart. Third line, Afal gav shanega lo nira eleba beso shel zeh, machma shahaysa eno tzara bekelav chavero loka bishvilo. But oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheno. Right? Oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheno. Sometimes you pay the price for having such a neighbor. Why does a person get tzaras? One of the reasons, the Gemara says, is tzaras ayin. When you're jealous of your neighbor, right? So that has a bad effect on you and a bad effect on your neighbor. Everyone suffers from that, from an ayin hara, from a tzaras ayin. It causes damage. Mikan amru oy l'rasha oy l'shcheno, right? Umameila, look at these words, umameila tov l'tzadik tov l'shcheno sharei mida tova maruba. However, anything that's bad, anything that's negative in the world, the positive side of it is much stronger. The or is always brighter than the choshech. So that means if by association with a Rasha, you're going to pay the price, by association with something good, you reap the benefit. Toiv l'Rasha, toiv l'Shcheinu, mida tova meruba. But levayer, what says the Maharal, what Chazal are telling us, ki amischaber el Rasha nenash imo. If you're connected to wicked people, so you're sometimes punished, right? That's reality. That was a choice to be associated with that. Right? You should have done everything to disassociate from that. And if you don't, then sometimes you're going to be held accountable. Va'afagav ki pasuk malehu. And even though the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, bischavrcha l'rasha, with regards to one's attachment to a rasha, parat Hashem es ma'asecha, even though sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu will what? Will sometimes be able to distinguish between one and the other. Balomar ki davar zeh noeg tamid, v'lo tamar shahaya zeh lefi shah rak midazos noeg tamid. Right? He's saying that this, you should recognize that this applies all the time, right? That attachment to a rasha has a damaging effect, right? Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu could distinguish between a good guy and a bad guy, right? We painted our doors red on the way out of Mitzrayim. Hashem was coming through, Makas Bechoros. Ki kol davar sheyesh lo chibur v'tziruf el davar nechshav shu shayech lo. But anything that's connected to something, you're not just, it's not just random that you're connected. Not just happen to be here. If you're connected to it, that means you have shayches to it. You're responsible for it, and it's responsible for you. When you attach yourself to evil, you're part of it. When you're attached to good things, even if you're not active. And the example that led me to this Maharal, I was thinking about the Mishnah Maseches Makos. And then when I was reviewing this Mishnah, I saw this source of the Maharal cross-reference. I never learned this Maharal before, till today, till preparing this year. But the Mishnah Maseches Makos is what led me to it. He concludes with a Mishnah Makos Daf Hei. The pasuk says, "Al pi shnayim edim or al pi shlosha edim." Chumash says, "What does it take to establish what testimony against someone? Two or three witnesses." So the Mishnah Makos brings a machlokas tanayim, different tanayim. Why do you have to say three once you said two? If two is enough to testify, why do you need to say three? Different answers to that question. Rabbi Akiva answers it in the third to last line of source 14. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo ba shlishi el lahachmir alav, lasos dino ki yotzebo. Says Rabbi Akiva, the third guy who testifies, if he turns out to be a false witness, Edom Zoman, the third guy can't say, you know what, they didn't really need me here, so I don't want to be punished. Because they could have stayed on their own. These two guys are good on their own. No. Once you join in, you joined in. Lahachmir alav. You're going to be held accountable. You can't say, well, I wasn't really needed for this testimony to happen, so I should be given a lesser penalty. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes on a machshava dika note. Im onash hakosav lenitpa laovri avera koovri avera. If the Torah punished a person who's nitpal, nitpal means what? Tafel. A person who joins in with a sinner, even in a lesser way, is given the status of the one who did the avera. Al achas kama v'kama. Shiyashalim tov l'nitpal la'ose mitzvah kose mitzvah. If you're tafel to the one who's doing the mitzvah, if you just join in, if you just celebrate the mitzvah, when you go to a siyum, when someone finishes learning a masechta, when you go to the siyum, right, there are sources that say you get schar on a certain level, ki'ilu, you were masayim the masechta. Now you didn't learn one page of Baal Basra. Why should you get schar from learning Baal Basra? But that's this Mishnah. A person who's what? Who's nitpal, a person who joins in, tafel, but he joins, he attaches himself to the one who's celebrating a mitzvah, who's osei mitzvah, he's ko-osei mitzvah. It's as if he's done the mitzvah. He becomes like a person who did the mitzvah. It's gevaldik. So when we join in with good things that Jews are doing, even if we're joining in from a distance, I'm saying that to those who are not going to the rally tomorrow, right? Who will still be doing lots of other good things, right? But to the degree that you feel makusher to something, you have a shaychus to it, you're able to reap the benefits. Okay, last but not least, I want to end with the Chafetz Chaim. There's a small little volume called Likutei Amarim, collected teachings. Chafetz Chaim put out a little volume. I don't know exactly when he wrote it. A couple of times he was always publishing pamphlets, trying to be mechazik people. So, Likutei Amarim, collected drashas of the Chafetz Chaim. It was printed, it wasn't taken from all the other writings of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim put out these like 12 essays. And the 11th one is called a Michtav Zeruzim Lizerizim. A letter of encouragement for those who are ready to be encouraged. You know? Chizik for those who are looking for chizik. Here's what he writes. It's a beautiful piece. He says, Imkain, Kishanu omrim b'kedusha, Mimkomcha Malkeinu Sophia. Mimkomcha, from your place. Malkeinu, our King. Hashem Sophia. You what? You appeared. Hashem, from your place you appeared. Or we're davening Mimkomcha, from your place, Hashem, please do appear. That's what we're really davening in Kaddish. In Kiddush, I'm sorry. B'timloch aleinu. And Hashem, be our King. Rule over us. Ki mechakim anachnu lach, because we are waiting for you. We're ready for you. So says the Chafetz Chaim, are we telling the truth? Are we being honest? Harei anu medabim kazavim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're speaking, right? Kol adam kozev, like we say in Halo. What is kol adam kozev? Hemanti ki adaber. Yeah. Kol adam kozev. Kozev means falsehood. Chav zayin bez. It's falsehood. Sheker. We're speaking lies. Hashem, we're ready for you to be our king. We're waiting for you. We're eagerly waiting. Chavetz Chaim says, is that really true? Doesn't seem like it's true. What are we doing? How are we showing Hashem that we're ready, that we're waiting? What about my activities and my day shows that I'm packed, my bags are packed, and I'm ready to go? That I'm really ready for it. V'raya she'enenu muchanim klal livyaso. We're not ready. And he writes in the brackets, he says an interesting thing. I like this line a lot. He says, what does ready mean? What does waiting mean? However, when you're waiting, well, let's say you're at the airport, yeah? You're at the airport and you're waiting for it, right? Your friend calls you, you know, hey, where are you? Oh, I'm at the airport, I'm waiting for my flight. So what does that mean? That means you booked a ticket, right? That means you packed your bags, right? That means you traveled to the airport, right? That's called waiting. Waiting means I'm totally ready, and I've done everything that I can do. Now I'm just waiting for them to say, it is now time for you to board the plane. He writes in the brackets, the lashon mechakim mashma shehinu kvar muchonim mitzidenu. We're fully prepared on our side. Rak anu mechakim lebiyasa. We're just waiting. There's nothing more for me to do. I've done all of my part, my necessary preparations, and now I'm just waiting for your side to do your part, right? To board the plane. I'm packed. I'm here. I'm ready. Right? I'm just waiting for takeoff. I'm not flying the plane. I got to wait for the pilot to fly the plane, prepare for takeoff, right? But I did everything. I've done everything that I can do up to this point. So when we say Hashem, we're mechakim, we're waiting. Nothing else we can do to help get the gula ready. Alkein em anu rotzim be'emes uvetam shiavo Eliyahu anavi elenu b'mehera. If we really want Eliyahu to come, Mashiach to come b'mehera, tzricham anu lios muchanim lifnei yom bo b'torah uvetshuva. We need to prepare ourselves. Do I want to be an Amah Aretz when Mashiach shows up? I want to not know Torah? I want to come to Mashiach with all my averos? Not rectified without tshuva. Learn, daven, tshuva, longing for Mashiach. Right, mesiras nefesh for Mashiach. A little effort. Va'oz b'tzedek nuchal lomar ki mechakim. Then I can say, oh, mechakim anachna. Now I'm waiting. Now I did my part and I'm ready. I'm sitting and waiting. Ki alo oz yamin kar shinu mechakim. Then you can say, now I'm waiting. Ve'kevan shenecha b'vade bo yavo v'lo yacher. And if we're truly waiting, if there's a sense that we're really waiting, the Mashiach has no reason to delay for a second. As the Navi says, Chakelo kivo yavo. If you wait for him, get to the level. Waiting is not abstract. Waiting means I did all the hachanas. And now I'm just sitting and waiting. I'm ready. I'm totally ready. Wrapped in my talis, right? Like the Rambam's image of a person on Erev Shabbos. The food is cooked, the table is set, the bed is made. I went to the mikvah. I'm ready for Shabbos, and I'm sitting wrapped in my talis. Ready, licha doidi licha skala. That's called waiting. And the Chavetz Chaim ends, he has a little footnote, Hagah. A little footnote in Parakeet Aleph of the Sefer. Kazeh shamati algon amiti echad bidur shalefaneinu. I'll tell you what waiting looks like. Chavetz Chaim said, I heard about one of the true gaonim of the previous generation. You know who he's talking about? I've read elsewhere that he's talking about the Beis Halevi. That's who he's talking about. Talking about the Beis Halevi. Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik Zatzal. You're talking about the Beis HaLevi. But I heard about one of the tzaddikim, one of the great Gaonim of the previous generation. Shechofsa bi'ir achas lekabel oso l'rav Beis. There was a certain city that said, we want you to be our Rav. The people of Brisk wanted him to become the Rav of Brisk. V'lo ratza l'kabel alav misharis harabanos. And he said, I don't want to accept the Rabbanos. Not interested. Not interested in the position. U'kishabo shnei shluchim. So the community sent two messengers. V'amru lo, and they said to the Rav, Rabbeinu, our Rebbe, you need to understand. Yada hod kvodo. You need to understand his glorious honor. You need to understand. You have to understand what this invitation is. It's not some abstract invitation. Like, oh, we're, you know, if you want to come try out for a Shabbos, we're having a prabha in our shul, you know, to see who the new, then we're going to vote on who the new rabbi is. That's not what's happening here. Kishloshim elef yehudim amtinil biyaso. There are 30,000 Jews in Brisk who are waiting for you, have declared you as the Rav. You can't say no to that. We're not asking you if you want that. Everyone has selected you. You just need to show up now. When he heard these words, Amar lehem, im keina davar, im kacha davar, ani mekabel. The story goes that he got up, he put on his frock, he put on his hat, and he hit the road as the new Rav. Because 30,000 people are waiting. He put on his Rebbe's garb and he hit the road. Because that's called waiting. That's called waiting. So I don't know who's gonna show up tomorrow and what it's gonna be and how productive it's gonna be, and maybe it's gonna be overflowing crowds, you're not even getting in, you're not even get off the bus because it's gonna be too much of a balagan. But if you're trying to be part of such a gathering of Jews, you have to understand what that is, what type of Hashras Hashkina that is. And to be able to say, look, Hashem, we're trying, right? Like I say, I've done everything I can to bring the gula, no, but okay. But a little bit more waiting, a little bit more ready. It's a very chashuv thing. All right, we should be zeichet to see the gula. Meir b'yameinu amen. Shkoyach. Shuas Hashchina. Anyone know what type of numbers we're talking about for tomorrow? Heard? Say what type of numbers they're talking about.